You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I hope all the mums around the world had an absolutely fantastic Mother's Day. I know I did here in Australia. The weather here today is wet and cold, miserable and wintry, and I'm not a real winter person. I'm a summer fan. But anyway, we have to have the four seasons so that it keeps us alive and it keeps us on our toes, does it not? So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week is the Devil card. Now, the Devil card is a very interesting card because it's one of those ambiguous cards that my students used to always say to me, oh, I don't think I like this card, the Devil, whether that related back to their childhood and them going to Sunday school and having religious instruction in school, or whether it was just something that their mum and dad might have said to them about, you know, you've got the Devil in you, who knows? But the Devil card is the card of jealousy and trouble, or able to break the chains that are holding you back. So that's the interesting part of this card. When you look closely at it, the chains are very loosely around their neck. So they have the ability to break the chains, or to break the monotony or the issues in your life that might be holding you back, even though at certain times this card does mean jealousy or trouble. And a lot of times, though, it's us restricting ourselves or holding ourselves back from the opportunities in life because we've got a lack of confidence, or someone's told us that's not the right thing to do, but you keep coming back to it. Your instincts, your psychic ability keeps saying, you know, but that's the right way to go. So maybe, just maybe, you've got to take that leap of faith and remove those chains from around your neck that are holding you back. And then maybe you can sort of strike out there and, you know, turn the card into something absolutely fabulous for you. I don't see any card as being completely negative or completely being something that we can't turn into a positive. I think that's all about how we look at life, you know, whether the glass is half full or half empty. And I'm a half full kind of gal. I like to think that things are always can have a positive outcome if we look at it from maybe another set of eyes, or look at it from another direction, or maybe take a different attack on the situation, that we can get a more positive outcome. And that's what I see the Devil card as being. You know, even though there is jealousy or trouble, you have that ability to break the chains that are holding you back and move forward and turn this into a very positive card for you, so that you can sort of see there that there is opportunities there for positivity, moving forward and being able to create the life that you're so destined to have. So, you know, but we have to get up off the couch and make it happen. It doesn't just happen because the cards tell us that, or somebody said to us that we have, you know, the opportunity for this. We have to make it happen ourselves. And I think that's the biggest lesson here, is a lot of times people sit there and wait for something to sort of happen. They don't look at, they've got to be contributing to life to make these things change. So we're in the Taurus time of the year. So happy birthday to all the Taurians. And there's lots of Taurians around the world that are celebrating a birthday today. It's your time to shine. It's your time to get out there and strut your stuff and show the world what you're made of. And, you know, I have some very dear Taurus friends and family and things like that. And yes, sometimes they can be a little bit frustrating because they can be a little bit pig-headed and stubborn. But most of the time they're a delight to be around because they are so grounded. And they give us a different perspective of how to look at the world, you know, through a different set of eyes. Well, what does this really mean to the principles in your life? Have you really thought about how you can save some money? Or have you thought about an investment portfolio, or even investing in a new couch? Look at the pros and cons, not just the price. Look at how long the couch is going to last you. And by spending a little bit more money, is that a more worthwhile investment? Or is it just that you don't have the money at the moment, and this is all you can afford, and this is the way you have to go? So they tend to give some pretty solid advice, and that's why we need people like this in our lives, for people to sort of sit us down and sort of say, let's look at all the pros and cons. Let's look at this from every conceivable angle before you make a decision. Unlike our Aries friends and most of our fire signs, we tend to sort of, you know, bang, it's in our head, let's do it, you know, worry about the consequences later. And I have a bad habit of that, I must admit, because I'm a fellow fire sign. But I have learnt over the years to lean into the more Taurean energy and look at things and slow things down, particularly if it's a financial investment, make sure that you get the best advice you possibly can. Now, we have Pluto, the planet of transformation, is in Aquarius. And as I said on previous shows, don't want to talk too much about Pluto, but I think it's important at the moment because as Pluto's going to be in Aquarius for 20-odd years, so we're going to be talking about Pluto for a long time. But at the moment, Pluto is sitting stationary, ready to go direct again. Now, why is this so important? Well, Pluto's the planet of transformation. He's the one that sort of, you know, governs the underworld and things that are not quite so pleasant, but also is the planet of transformation. He asks you to stop, look and listen, look at the situation at hand. Is there another way of doing this? Is there a better result, a better outcome? There's something here that needs to be transformed. Now, the fact that it's in Aquarius is very, very interesting because the Aquarian energy is, I like to do things differently. I need to step out of the box. I need to be seen to be, you know, groundbreaking, pioneering, doing something different, listening in a different way, putting my listening ears on, but then coming up with some incredibly different solutions because I dare to think outside the norm. Now, this is why it's so important. There's so many things going on politically around the world with wars and different changes of governments and things like that and climate change and all, you know, we could go on and on and on for the rest of the day with the things that are up for grabs at the moment or the things that need to change. And the people in the places of power and, you know, they get the job done, have to start looking for different solutions. They have to think outside the box. They have to look at things and say, okay, we've been doing it this way for 50 years. It's not working. Now let's try and find some new solutions. Now, this is why I think, you know, Pluto at the moment going stationary and ready to go direct is so important because we need to start watching a little bit more of world events and hopefully, just hopefully, somebody's got some common sense sprinkled in all this, that we might get a resolution to the war in Ukraine and the one in the Middle East, which is affecting the whole world. It's not just affecting those two regions in the world. It's washing over the rest of the economies around the world, and it's creating chaos. It's creating, you know, inflation and things like that that shouldn't necessarily be there if these situations weren't going on. So let's hope some common sense prevails. We also have Uranus, the planet of the unusual and the unexpected, has just moved into Gemini. He'll be there for 7 years. Now, why is this so important at the moment? It's so important because he's just changed out of Taurus, where he'd been for a very long time, into Gemini. Now, when a planet moves into a new energy like this, this is when the intensity is really there. It's like he's got to come in and make a bold statement and say, I've arrived, I'm here. So why is this so important? Because particularly for the air signs, which is Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius, he's coming in, he's shaking things up. You know, you might think, oh, nothing's happening, I'm bored, I'm sick of this, or, you know, I've been waiting so long for something, and then bang, in comes Uranus and he tips everything upside down, or he creates a great opportunity, or he takes something away from you, depending on what he feels is right for you. So anybody that's under those four signs that I mentioned, be a little bit alert, be a little bit on your toes, because things are going to come out of nowhere. There could be job offers, there could be opportunities to change residence, buy a new car, do lots of different things, but mainly, I think it's more to do with what's going on in your local environment, because Gemini rules communication and local environment stuff, more local stuff than it does long distance. So be aware of that as well, that some of the things that could be happening or coming out of nowhere could be coming more to a home base or be connected with your local community. Maybe he's asking you to rethink the things that are important to you. I know that there's lots of people under those signs at the moment that are feeling quite restless or unsettled in their employment and looking to make changes for various reasons, and not just with to do with global economies, but for many reasons. And they're feeling a little bit antsy, you know, like, I've applied for so many jobs, nothing's happened, what am I doing wrong? Not a matter of doing anything wrong. It's a matter of Uranus hasn't said, bang, this is the right one for you. So don't be down in the mouth. Don't be disheartened. For the other remaining signs, it's not quite so as intense. It's there, but it's sort of like percolating along in the background. Yeah, you can feel the winds of change, change. And sometimes you think, oh, that'd be nice. And then you sort of settle back into life and say, no, I'm quite happy with the status quo. Yeah, well, be careful no matter what your star sign is, what you verbalize at the moment in words out aloud, Uranus is listening. So be very careful not to say anything that you don't want to happen. So if you don't want something to happen, then don't speak it out aloud. It's okay to think about it in your mind, but don't share it with anybody in any form of communication, whether it's email, SMS, phone call, speaking it out aloud, even to yourself. Uranus is listening. So just be aware of that. We have Jupiter, the planet of opportunity and expansion and luck, is sitting in Cancer at the moment. Now, Jupiter's been here for a while. He's nearing sort of the end of his time in Cancer, but it's an important time for the water signs, which is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, and the opposite sign of Capricorn, because he's asking you to sort of go back and have a look. What were you trying to bring into your life? Was there anything that you were trying to change? Was there anything there that you felt you could expand on that could improve your way of life? You know, when we say luck, we're not always talking about, okay, you're going to win the lottery or you're going to win some sort of game of chance. It's the luck of your life. It's what are you creating? What are you sending out there? What messages do you want the universe to know about? What openings can you create for yourself? There's no point in sitting on the couch and saying, oh, I wish I had a job. I wish I had a job, unless you get up and do something about it. You know, search a job board, buy a newspaper, put a notice up in the local community centre, do something proactive. And that's how you enhance the luck and the opportunity of Jupiter. Jupiter doesn't knock on the door and say, hey, can I give you a hand? Jupiter says, you've got to be proactive. Show me what you're working on. And maybe, just maybe, I can make it happen, you know, because the luck is on your side. You know, the energy's with you at the moment. So it's really, really important to sort of be able to look at that and sort of say to yourself, what is actually sort of happening here? Because, you know, you've got to be proactive to create luck, to bring luck into your life. And a lot of people don't see it that way. They think, oh, well, I'm sitting here on the couch. I've been told I'm in a lucky period. I'll just wait for it to happen. No, you've got to instigate it in some way. You know, nothing happens unless we get up and do something about it ourselves. We've still got Neptune conjunct Saturn sitting in Aries. Now, this is going to be a conjunction that'll probably happen for a little while. But, you know, at the moment, the planets are not so much stationary, but they're not moving into other signs where there's a lot of new stuff that I can talk about, because everything is sort of pretty static at the moment, other than the moon moving fairly fast. And it only stays in a sign for 2.5 days. So I don't tend to look at the moon in a weekly report, because it's, you know, it's almost over by the time we've talked about it. Or, you know, there's very little there that has got longer term substance. I try and work with the outer planets, the things that I can see that will make a difference to everybody, to understand how this is affecting them, and this is why it's washing over you, and this is why you felt this way or that way. So Neptune conjunct Saturn. Now, Neptune's the planet of illusion, delusion, creativity. It's sort of said to be said like walking down a dark tunnel in a fog, and then all of a sudden we see that ray of light at the end of the situation, which is good. We need to have that every now and then. But at the same time, Neptune can sort of make us second guess ourselves, sort of, did I really think that? Is that really my intuition? Or is it just my wishful thinking? Oh, I don't know. Yes, it felt strong an hour ago. Now it doesn't feel so strong. So we sort of wave in and out of how we sort of see what Neptune is trying to share with us. The best thing I can suggest to you with the Neptune energy is just let it flow. You know, if this hour you're feeling incredibly positive and you've got some ideas, jot them down on paper, put them in your phone, put them in your cell phone, and then come back to it later. Because, you know, that energy might only be there for a short while where it's so intense. So let's take advantage of that intense creative energy before it's gone. And then we think, oh, what was that about? I can't really remember. So it's always good to try and get these things down in a way that you can understand and you can look at it and say, I can come back and refer to that and expand my thought bubble out later on. Now, with it conjunct Saturn, Saturn is the planet of discipline, the planet of that's like the father figure that says you will do this and you will do that, or you can't do this or you can't do that. And sometimes we sort of look at Saturn as being such a restrictive planet. For anybody that's got a very strong Saturn in their chart, which I do, it's not so much a restriction. It's an opportunity to sort of say, to give you that tenacity to work that little bit harder to make something happen. You don't just give up at the first hurdle or the second or the third. You wait till 152 and then you might sort of think, oh, maybe I should give this up. But it gives you that tenacity to keep going. And I think that's very important for each and every one of us. But particularly this conjunction is affecting the fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra. It is washing over the remaining eight signs. So what I've previously spoken about applies to everybody. It's just it may be a little bit more watered down if you're not one of those signs. So enjoy your week astrologically until next week. We're going to talk with Suzette in Ontario in Canada. Are you there, Suzette?
I am. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sweetie. How can I help you today? Do you have a question I can answer for you?
Sure. I was asking, I want to know about career. I'm trying to break into the Pilates business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if was something that's going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting career choice, isn't it? You know, going into that sort of area of, you know, looking after yourself. And I think that's a good choice, Suzette, for you from what I'm sort of feeling. It's sort of, to me, it feels like a natural calling. It's not something that sort of you just got out of bed today and said, oh, that'd be great. You've been feeling this for some time. It's sort of like slowly been calling your name, getting you closer and closer and closer to it. It's interesting because I'm seeing here there will be an opportunity for you to break into that, but I'm not sure that it's this week. It's going to be a slow process. I think you need to get out there and about and look at the places that you might like to work from. And then sort of, you know, frequent those or put in an application there and say, hi, I'm Suzette. This is what I can bring to your organization. I'm qualified in this way and this way. Just love to hear from you if there's an opening. You know, put it in a very friendly sort of way. They were showing me that the real work is going to start in August. Now, look, I know it's only May and that seems like a long way away, but they were showing me a couple of little temporary positions up until then, like, you know, somebody's going on holidays or somebody's on maternity leave or something like that, and they're asking you, can you step in? That would be a great way to get your foot in the door, that, you know, you're in there, you can show them what you're made of, you know, you can take the class, all those sort of things, and people can then see how you really work. It's always better to see somebody live in action than it is what somebody's written on a piece of paper or written on their CV or their resume, because anybody can write anything fantastic, but it's who you are and what you are in the flesh that I think really makes the difference. And I just feel that there'll be two opportunities, and it's like I'm going to say I think you can swing both of them, Suzette. How would that fit with you if you had two opportunities?
Oh, God, that would be fantastic. I would love it. Because I was thinking of doing. And
can you repeat that for me, sweetie? Can you repeat your last statement?
I was thinking of doing I was hoping to do also in my house as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah, look, I feel that, you know, you can mix it up. That's what I'm saying. But I'd like to see you attached to something, you know, where people are already coming. You know what I mean? And then you've got the opportunity to sort of, you know, casually bring in, oh, yeah, by the way, I do private lessons or private classes. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see you get out amongst the people again. I think you've been shut off for too long. And that's why I think it's important to sort of, you know, get a little cover letter together that you can just sort of send out. You see a place that you like the look of, you slot in their name and address and you send it off in the email. You know what I mean? Like, have something that's a little bit punchy, a little bit playful, and that says, you know, this is what I do and this is why I love to do it. And, you know, and it's about helping people achieve their goals, isn't it? You know, not just in one area, but right across the board. There's lots of reasons why people take up things like this, and it's not always to lose weight. You know, it's for many reasons. So, you know, and you might be able to put forward that you might have a different idea on maybe doing a class for people that have mobility issues, for argument's sake, or, you know, haven't exercised for a long time. There's lots of ideas I think you can put together, Suzette.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was thinking of doing Reiki with it.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. You know, there's, you know, put as much as you can in your little covering blurb about what you can bring to the table, because there's lots of people looking for lots of things. Anyway, Suzette, that's where we've got to leave it, sweetie. We're going to talk with Hannah in Mississippi in the USA. Are you there, Hannah? Hello, Hannah. Well, it looks like Hannah's missing in action for the moment. I'll just keep talking and let's hope Hannah joins us in a moment. It's an interesting time of the year where a lot of people are looking to make changes in their lives because they feel the sort of the call, the change, the pull from inside the tummy that says, hang on a minute, it's time to get up off the couch and do something different.
Yes.
Hello, Hannah. How are you? How can I help you, sweetie? Looks like we've lost Hannah again. That's unfortunate. Without knowing what Hannah's question is, I can't really give her an answer on her question. All we can do is wish her well. The only thing that's coming up around you, Hannah, and I know you're missing in action, is they're showing me the symbology for endings, change and transformation. So I'm going to say that there's some massive changes coming up in your life in the next few months, Hannah, that you really need to be aware of and really tune in to what it is that you really want to change in your life. Don't just go with the first thought that comes into your head. Are you still here? Are you here, Hannah?
Yes, yes.
Good, sweetie. Have you got a question for me, darling?
No, just seeing maybe if, I mean, like, my father passed not long ago.
And I'm sorry to hear that, sweetie. That's not good.
Well, maybe... And I just
so you're wondering
everything by myself.
Yeah, so you're wondering how he is since he's passed. Have you not had any sort of confirmation from him, any sort of message, sweetie?
No.
Darling, look, sometimes it's hard for them on the other side to sort of come through and give us a message, because what you've got to understand, you've lost one person. You've lost your dad, somebody that was really important and special in your life, but he's lost everybody. So he's got to come to terms with that. And if it was a sudden passing, as you mentioned it was, that makes it even more difficult because he wasn't ready to say goodbye to anybody. So, you know, just don't get upset. You know, I appreciate we all have to grieve and we've all got a certain amount of tears that have got to flow for every death, and that's normal. But what I'm saying is don't get upset with yourself that you haven't been able to tune into Dad or Dad hasn't come forward with a message yet. You know, what's wrong with me? There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you, Hannah. What will happen is that I do believe he will in time come to you in a dream. He'll be smiling. He mightn't say much, but he looks younger. He looks fit. He looks healthy. He looks very lovely. And that'll be his sign to you to let you know that he's okay. His major concern is you, that he feels that you're not handling this. You know, he's very concerned about you not being able to sort of pull yourself out of this terrible sadness. And that's okay, sweetie. You're allowed to be sad. But, you know, him being your dad, he wants you to see you happy and smiling and getting on with life. So, you know, there is going to be some more change, not necessarily horrible change like you experienced there. Let me assure you, your dad didn't feel anything or didn't suffer. He says to me, he was here 1 minute and gone the next. You know, he didn't even realize what was happening, what was taking place. So that may be of some comfort to you, because I know you were concerned that maybe it was a terrible passing for him. Well, he's sharing with me it wasn't. So does that help you a little bit, sweetie?
No, it was.
What, sweetheart?
It was. He committed suicide.
Yeah, but he's telling me what he said to me was he was here 1 minute and gone the next. So to me, even though it was at his own hands, he didn't have time to stop and second guess himself. It was already in motion and then he was gone. That's what, you know, that's why I'm saying to me that, you know, he says to me he was here 1 minute and gone the next. He's more upset that you're upset. That's the concern.
Yeah, he did it in front of me.
Oh my God. Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Oh, no wonder you're struggling with this, you know, him doing this, performing this task.
I'm so sad, like, I'm just so depressed, you know, because of all this. I don't know what to do. I get myself out of it.
Yeah, but, darling, you've got to understand there's nothing you could have done to change this situation. You know, people don't just get out of bed today and decide they're going to take their own life. There's usually a build-up to it. There's usually things that we look back and say, oh, gee, why didn't I notice that? It's because you weren't meant to. You know, I think there's certain things that are destined in our lives that are out of our control, and it's only in hindsight that we look at it and we look back at it and say, oh, I should have seen that sign, or I should have done more. No, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. I think it's a terrible thing that he did it in front of you. I can't begin to imagine how you feel. And of course you would be sort of blaming yourself, couldn't you have stopped it? No, you couldn't have. That's the answer. You couldn't have. He keeps saying to me he's going to come to you in a dream and he's going to show you how happy he is now. I know that's probably no comfort at this time, because all you can see is the last memory you've got of him, of what he did. And that's probably going to haunt you for the rest of your life. But please, sweetie, understand you did nothing wrong. You couldn't have stopped it, no matter what you did. If, you know, you might have prevented it that day, but it wouldn't have stopped the end result. He was determined to do this. I just think it's a terrible tragedy he did it in front of you. It's a tragedy that he passed over. But to have you witness this is even worse, because he keeps telling me he didn't realise it happened. So, you know, that's no excuse. He was in control of the last few moments of his life. Whether he was in his right mind, well, obviously he wasn't, but to him it was like he was in a daze, and it was like he was watching someone else perform it. That's how he's presenting it to me. So, look, darling, I don't know what else to say to you. I mean, this is a terrible thing that you've had to go through, a really terrible thing, and it's not something that I think anybody should experience. So, sweetie, all as I can suggest to you is what I've told you in the reading, and, you know, one day you will get up and the sun will shine again. And you need to start looking after yourself now. That's the most important thing, is, you know, go and get some professional help, go to a counsellor, talk this through, and they may be able to give you some tools to help you cope with this terrible tragedy that's out of, you know, out of my hands, that I can't do for you. But, you know, I really, really, really do feel for you, and I will hold you in my prayers, and I hope that you find some peace out of this mess. I really do. So that's where we're going to leave it. We've come to the end of the show. It's always terrible when people have, you know, tragedy in their lives, but this is one that I've never heard before, I must say. In all 40-odd years I've been doing this sort of work, I've never heard of somebody taking their own life in front of their child. That's a new one on me. And I feel really sorry for her that she's had to go through this, because this is not something that anybody needs to go through. So anyway, as we always do, we wrap up the end of the show and we always have a song of the week, and this one's really more than appropriate now. It's morning here in Australia, and as I was getting ready for the show, I heard that it was one of my favourite singers' birthdays, and no, it's not John Farnham and it's not David Cassidy. You're going to be a little bit surprised here. Probably one of the very first people that I really fell in love with their voice when I was a very young girl was Stevie Wonder, and I won a record from the radio station called For Once in My Life, and I drove my mother nuts with it. But I'm not going to feature that song this week. I'm going to feature one of his probably more popular songs that people know and sing around the world and use it very often, and it's called I Just Called to Say I Love You. And I think that's a very appropriate song for the callers that we had today, then, and for a lot of people around the world. But it's Stevie Wonder's 76th birthday, and we just called to say we love you, Stevie Wonder. So until next week, bye for now.